the rest of the story. Once upon a time, in a tiny cottage with a thatched roof in the emerald green countryside of Northern Ireland, there lived a poor farmer named Hugh O'Prontag. We know little of his ancestors, for indeed they were so poor they couldn't even afford gravestones to memorialize themselves. It is believed, however, that at least one rather famous Gaelic poet of the 18th century was related to him, perhaps closely, and that would explain what we do know for certain. And I'm going to relate today what we do know for certain, that Hugh O'Prontag, his profession and his poverty aside, was renowned throughout County Down as a storyteller. Nobody could spin a web of enchantment with words as could he. His were wondrous tales, heroic adventures, valor in ancient wars of love lost and found, hilarity and tragedy, soft nights, bright moans, and banshees' cries. And then, on St. Patrick's Day, 1777, to Hugh and his bride Alice, a son was born. In honor of his birthday, the boy was named Patrick. Growing up, he received the same basic education as a country boy in Northern Ireland could expect. He worked in the fields alongside his father. He took odd jobs as a linen draper, then a blacksmith's assistant, and still Patrick was different from the other boys. Patrick loved poetry. As a child, he somehow got hold of a copy of Paradise Lost, and listen to this. He memorized Paradise Lost. No matter what physical labor occupied him, his mind was ever alive with verse, some of his own invention. And that considered, this is the rest of the story. The older he got, the more unlike the rest of the family Patrick became. This was more than adolescent rebellion. It was a parting of the ways in a very basic sense. The world into which he'd been born, or at least his corner of it, seemed contented with ignorance and with customs honored by time alone that had long since lost their meaning. Patrick wanted no part of that. He wished neither to become an innkeeper, nor a shoemaker, nor a tenant farmer, nor anything else expected of the country boys in County Down. And so it was that Patrick one day left home to pursue a higher education and to chase his own dreams wherever. Well, his literary gift is recalled to this day through works such as The Maid of Killarney, in which the narrowness of his own upbringing is so poignantly paraphrased. Yet don't let it be forgot that if a passion for words was born in the heart of Patrick O'Prontag, it can surely be traced to a lively storyteller in Northern Ireland, Patrick's own father, Hugh, who entranced eager listeners until the day he died with his storytelling. For it is said that such things course through the veins of Irishmen and Irishwomen, as what you're about to learn would suggest. For Patrick modified the spelling of his name while attending Cambridge, which is why you know his daughters, Anne and Emily and Charlotte, by the last name Bronte. But now, whenever you read Anne's novel Agnes Grey, or Emily's Wuthering Heights, or Charlotte's Jane Eyre, I hope you'll remember not only their father, but his father before him, the spellbinding storyteller of County Down. Because now, you know the rest of the story.